This blog post has no frills, no catchy intros, no backing tracks, and no audio beds. I mean, I'm also not going to edit it all that much because I want you to just hear the differences in audio and how I accomplish editing a podcast using a really excellent application on the iPhone and iPad called Ferrite, which is spelled F-E-R-R-I-T-E. It is really, really good. So let's jump straight in and let's not do much more of the introduction stuff. I'm in the Ferrite app here right now on the iPad, and I'm going to move my finger around the screen and explain what's from the top to bottom.
Drag item. Select button.
So that's the select item for selecting multiple tracks.
Library. Tools. Button. Library. Button. Heading. Tools. Button. Search. Search field.
So sort all by, this illicit. Stuff is kind date. Of... self-evident. I'm not slowing down VoiceOver because I expect that if you're editing a podcast using Ferrite, you are using VoiceOver very regularly and you will be able to follow the speed. Also, I have no patience for listening to VoiceOver at a slower speed.
Ready to record. Mono. Input. On. Record. Button. Monitoring. Off. Mozart USB audio device. Adjustable.
Okay, I really like this idea. So, after monitoring, you have the name of the device that's being recorded at the moment. Now, I'm not recording anything on this iPad at the moment. There is a lightning to jack connection in there, so that would record if I wanted it to, but it's not. I can swipe up
off.
And say monitoring's off.
All.
Monitor all.
Clipping only.
Clipping only. I love this. One of the reasons why this is so much more powerful, in my opinion, than the Zoom H6, for example, is... on the Zoom H6, when it clips, I have no way of knowing that it's clipping. And sometimes when you're listening in a very busy environment, a very hectic and noisy environment, it's not always possible to hear that clipping in a live situation. Whereas this, when it clips, it makes a tone and it's very easy to hear, even in loud situations.
Input level, 0, Ferrite Store, button. Selected, new recording, 2, edit, project,
okay,
28
so
seconds.
Now we're in
today,
our recordings.
20, new recording, 2, John Doyle, integration specialist, John Doyle podcast, 4 items, 4 items.
So I have 4 items.
John Doyle.
Start
new recording.
Back.
Selected. New recording. 2. Edit. Project.
So this supports
today, 20,
the voiceover gestures. So if I'm in this.
Selected.
Selected.
New recording. 2.
New
edit.
Recording.
Project, 28 seconds.
Now
today.
Selected.
20,
I could have
new recording,
deselected.
2,
it doesn't matter.
Seconds. Selected. New recording. 2. Edit.
So I'm going to select the first one.
New recording. Selected. New recording. Drag item. Delete. Share.
I'm going to swipe up.
Info.
Or down.
Share.
Doesn't matter.
Info. Edit.
I'm going to go to edit.
Showing. 0 milliseconds to 31.1 seconds. Adjustable.
So. I'm at 0 milliseconds to 31.1 seconds, and it's an adjustable control. Now, to use this control, I suggest you turn off the quick keys. And you'll hear that.
Play head, track, volume.
Oops,
play,
no, wrong way. There you go. Quick keys are now off.
So now, 14.5 seconds,
as I
16.
arrow
7,
left
17.
and right,
19.7, 21.4
it tells
seconds,
me
23.1 seconds.
Where I am in it. Now I'm 23.1 seconds. I can also hit... I think this is option. Yeah, option and arrow.
23.2 seconds. 23.2 seconds. 23.2 seconds. 23.2 seconds. 23.3 seconds. 23.4 seconds.
So I can really be granular with the amount I'm moving on, which is really nice. Or I can move in larger increments as well.
0.0000 milliseconds.
Right, let's listen to this. And I suppose the objective that I want to show you in this is... how do we cut up audio? How do we get rid of bits that we don't want? So, let's start off. I've intentionally left a gap so that I can remove the background noise at a later stage. So it's playing now. You can hear the background noise. This demonstration is of the Shure MV88 Plus microphone connected directly to an iPad Pro for the purposes of testing the...
0 milliseconds to 31.4 seconds. Speech off.
Microphone. And yes, I intentionally made that part longer than it needed to be so that I can edit it out. Now, while playing that, I turned off voiceover speech because sometimes when you're listening to it, voiceover will tell you what it considers to be important information, but I don't want to hear that when I'm playing back. So let's listen to that again. I want to get rid of that part, okay? So this demonstration is of the Shure MV88 Plus microphone connected directly to an iPad Pro for the purposes of testing... connected directly to an iPad Pro for the purposes of testing. Okay, I'm going to now turn back on voiceover
speech.
Speech
on. New recording. 2. 0 milliseconds to 28.3 seconds. New recording. 2. 0 milliseconds to 28.3 seconds.
Selected. Where it said that. I'm going to put in a split, which is command. No, it's not. Yeah, it is. I know what these keys are, where they are, but I don't always remember what the names of them are because I'm only getting used to this keyboard. So command T for split.
Recording.
It doesn't
Zero
tell you
seconds,
that it's anything
seconds.
There, but that's fine. I'm going to press space again to play. The mic.
Copy
okay.
button.
Oops, copy. I don't want copy.
15.0 seconds. Speech off.
Okay. There's the beginning of the microphone. Using option and left arrow to go back about 10 milliseconds because I think I was fairly quick there. And I want to make sure I'm selected still.
Speech on. New recording. 2.0 milliseconds to 14.2 seconds. Selected.
Selected. Okay, so I am still selected. I'm going to put a split there. I hear the boop boop. I'm going to go back a few milliseconds.
17.5 seconds.
And then I'm going to press a command that I've set up myself because all of these keyboard commands are adjustable, and that's select at playhead, and I have it selected to here, command and P.
New recording, 2.
And
seconds to
now
seconds.
I'm going to, actually I need to deselect everything, sorry, that's command D, and then command P, and now I'm going to delete that, and
ripple delete.
Find
menu
ripple
item.
Delete.
Ripple delete, menu item, final mix,
so.
Button, 14, 10, 8.
Let's listen to that again and see what happens. This demonstration is of the Shure MV88 Plus microphone connected directly to an iPad Pro for the purposes of testing the microphone. So you see there that I got rid of testing the microphone. So, or the microphone. So you saw there it's fairly quick. I'm going to go over the steps again. Now you can do this in an easier way and I'm going to show you that in a second. Hopefully I don't get it wrong when I try it, but I'm going to show you it in a second. So what we did was we listened to where we needed to cut. So the got that part. Press space to pause just before that. Went back a few milliseconds because I knew I was fairly quick off the mark in that space bar. Then I put a split in. Made sure I selected. Put a split in with command T. Listened to the part of the audio that I wanted to get rid of. And then press space again when I got to the end of that. Go back again a few milliseconds. Select or make sure I'm selected. Press command T to add another split. Go back a few more milliseconds so that I'm between the two splits. I'm in now a piece of audio that's been split on both ends. And then I deselect everything. Make sure everything is deselected with command D. And then I've set up another command which is split at playhead. I'm just going to check that one again and make if I haven't got it right, I'll put it in the notes for this podcast. But I've put another command in, which is, or I've configured that with command and P. Whatever, you can do that yourself with any command you want or keystroke you want. That selects at the playhead between those two split positions. And then I use command delete to delete. And then there's a thing called ripple delete. Imagine you have three paragraphs in Microsoft Word. You highlight a paragraph two and you press delete. Imagine that left the space on the page for paragraph two. That is what a normal delete is in Ferrite. There's something called a ripple delete, and that is where it deletes and pulls all of the other content up to where paragraph two was. And the reason for that is if you're deleting, this is a multi-track recorder. I'm only showing you track one on this. But if you have multiple tracks and you delete audio from one part of those tracks, you don't want all of that spacing, if you like, or all of that audio to now become out of alignment on your track because you've deleted a piece of audio. So if you're working in a multi-track situation, you may not want ripple delete. So it's not a command that they have enabled by default with that keystroke. But you can, by all means, make a keystroke for ripple delete and use that instead. I hope that's a better description or an okay description. What I will say is the Ferrite documentation is really good. And I've had a few suggestions to make to the developers. And the developers have been exceptionally helpful and exceptionally quick at getting back to me. I can't commend their support enough. It's been great. Let's go back and do some of this again, okay?
11.1 seconds.
Turn off speech shifter again. Because I don't need speech. I'm going to be using the keyboard.
iPad Pro for the purposes of testing the microphone.
Okay, I have text here that I know. Oh, I need to turn voiceover back on.
Speech on. New recording. 2.0 milliseconds to 14.2 seconds.
not selected, so I'm going to select
0 milliseconds to 14.2 seconds.
I'm going to put a split in here because I know I have a big long pause here. Okay, and I
18.1 seconds.
And am I still selected?
New recording, 2, 0 milliseconds to 14.2 seconds. Selected.
I'm still selected, okay. I'm going to put a cut in there.
Showing from, 0 milliseconds to 33.9 seconds, 16.4 seconds.
And I'm going to deselect.
16.3 seconds.
And I'm going to select at the playhead, which is my command here. And then I'm going to delete.
Final mix, button.
Oops, something has gone wrong. This illustrates a point that I'd really like to make, actually.
New recording, 2, 0 milliseconds to 14.2 seconds. Selected. Speech off.
Yes, I intentionally made that part.
Okay, so the point that I really want to make is it's not currently possible to read back or to listen back over a selection. So it's impossible to know if you've really made a mess of that selection. So let me go back here.
This door if only for the and yes, I intend.
Okay, and yes, I made that.
Connected directly to an iPad Pro for the purposes of testing the microphone.
Okay, I'm going to try this again. So sometimes you can miss a split or maybe you thought you were selected and you weren't selected or other way around. So I'm going to try this again. Turn on speech again.
New recording, 2. 0 milliseconds to 14.2 seconds.
Selected, put in a split.
Showing from 0 milliseconds to 31.1 seconds.
Adjustable.
0 milliseconds to 32.4 seconds.
And yes.
0 milliseconds to 34.1 seconds.
And yes.
0 milliseconds to 17.0 seconds.
See,
speech off.
Turn off voiceover again.
And yes.
Okay, and yes. So I'm going to go back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
And
okay. Am I still selected? Voiceover on speech again.
New recording. 2. 0 milliseconds to 14.2 seconds. Selected.
Okay, selected. So I'm going to put in another split. I hope I'm selected. It didn't give me a dinging sound, so I can just hope that I'm selected.
New recording, 2, 14.2 seconds to 24.6 seconds.
Oh,
new recording, 2, 14.2 seconds to 24.6 seconds. Selected.
Aha, maybe that was my problem.
New recording, 2, 14.2 seconds to 24.6 seconds. Selected. New recording, 2, 14.2 seconds to 24.6 seconds. Selected.
I'm going to explain what happened there in a second.
New recording, 2, 14.2 seconds to 24.6 seconds.
Still not hearing a ding.
New recording, 2, 18.2 seconds to 24.6 seconds. Selected. New recording, 2, 18.2 seconds to 24.6 seconds. Selected. Final mix, button. New recording, 2, 0 milliseconds to 14.2 seconds. Selected. New recording, 2, 14.2 seconds to 18.2 seconds. Selected. New recording, 2, 18.2 seconds to 24.6 seconds. Selected.
Okay, I'm gonna just trust that it's worked. It probably hasn't worked again.
17.9 seconds.
Deselect.
New recording. 2. 18.2 seconds to 24.6 seconds.
Highlight the playhead.
Ripple delete. Menu item. Ripple delete. Menu item.
Maybe it has final worked. Mix. We'll give it a shot.
4.2 seconds. Top and centered. Thumbnail width. Speech off.
This demonstration is of plus testing made that part longer than it. I can edit it out. MV88 Plus microphone connected directly to an iPad Pro for the purposes of testing. And yes, I intentionally made that part longer than it needed to be so that I can edit it out.
Okay, so it actually did work. So it's all nice and chopped up now. I still have a bit to remove there at the end.
And yes, I intentionally made that part longer than it needed to be so that I can edit it out.
Okay, I'm going to select there. I'm going to cut. See, I like that sound. That means it worked. Perfect. Edit it out. And I'm going to deselect everything with a D. I'm going to select everything again. And I'm going to delete. Oops, did I do something wrong there? I did. It should have been this instead.
Connected directly to an iPad Pro for the purposes of testing. And yes, I intentionally made that part longer than it needed to be so that I can edit it out.
Perfect, and now stops at the edit it out, which is fine. Now, I want to show you another trick, okay? But this is not the most accessible in the world. Turn on speech.
Final mix button.
Final mix.
Effects. One. Button.
Effects.
Install Cleveland Brush Free.
So Brush Free, I think it's called, or Brush Free. I'm going to select that.
Delete.
Now, big area down here in the bottom of the screen where VoiceOver is not going to say anything. I'm going to turn off VoiceOver for a second.
VoiceOver off.
And I can just press in the middle of the screen and it's going to work. So one second, I'm going to press spacebar to play. And that's it. What that has done for me...
VoiceOver on. Landscape. Ferrite.
Oops. Has that worked? Because I think I might have just lost it.
Dim. Button. 0 milliseconds.
This demonstration...
Nope, didn't work. Okay, I have to do that again.
Zero milliseconds.
Okay, so we have our audio there. I'm going to go back over here. Sometimes it can be hard to find that control. If I just swipe left and right, I'll probably find it. But effects one, I
select it.
Brush free or brush free.
Delete button.
Okay, turn off speech.
Voice over off.
Okay, stop speech.
Voice over on. Landscape. Ferrite. Delete.
So when I hear the hissing going away in my earphones, I know that it's worked.
Brush free.
And then I can.
Done. Button.
Swipe to done, and hopefully this has worked.
Redo, dim, but 0 milliseconds. Speech off.
Pressing space to play.
This demonstration is
now
of the
all of
MV
that hissing is gone. So yeah, it's not the most accessible because that control isn't exposed to VoiceOver. The Brush Free app itself, or Brush Free, whatever it is, that app actually is accessible. But and so I could bring it out of Ferrite. This is not Ferrite's fault. I think it's just that the plugin that they've made. That Brush Free or whatever you pronounce that is has made. I don't think the plugin is accessible to VoiceOver, but I think the app itself is. So I'm just going to cut off that first piece.
This.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
This.
And again, I'm not using VoiceOver. I'm just using commands that I've memorized from trying this application out, and the commands are very easy to use. If not always consistent. And consistency could be because I'm doing something wrong, so please keep that in mind. Okay, I've put in a split. I'm going to deselect. I'm going to go back into the start. And I'm going to select the play head. And that should have worked. I'm going to just bring the VoiceOver on.
Ripple delete. Menu item. Ripple delete. Menu item. New record. Zero milliseconds.
Damn it. No, it did not.
0 milliseconds. New recording. 2, 14.2 seconds to 18.9 seconds.
It didn't select what I wanted to select. Okay.
0 milliseconds. 0 milliseconds. Speech off.
This.
So you can see.
This demo.
Why it's a little bit complicated at times. Right. I'm going to select first of all. I'm going to turn on VoiceOver because this may work.
New recording. 2, 0 milliseconds to 14.2 seconds. Selected.
Okay,
actions available.
So selected.
New recording. 2, 0 milliseconds to 14.2 seconds.
Make a noise.
New recording. 2, new recording.
Yeah,
2, 0 milliseconds to 4.8 seconds.
I think that worked.
Selected.
Okay, deselect. I'll explain what I did here
2,
in a second.
0 milliseconds. New recording. 2, 0 milliseconds to 4.8 seconds. Selected. New recording. 2, 4.8 seconds to 14.2 seconds.
Okay, that's not selected. Good.
Ripple delete. Menu item.
This demonstration is.
0 milliseconds. Speech off.
This demonstration is.
Okay, I actually cut it too much, so. But you know what I mean.
Of the Shure. This demonstration is of the Shure MV88.
Not happy with that, so I'm actually going to fix that. Press space there. I'm going to select. Turn on VoiceOver.
Speech on. New recording. 2, 0 milliseconds to 4.8 seconds. Selected. Actions
okay,
available.
Selected. Split.
New recording. 2, 0 milliseconds to 4.8 seconds.
Select.
Track one tools. Button. 2, 1, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0 milliseconds.
Put in a highlight there.
New recording. 2, 0 milliseconds to 4.6 seconds. Selected.
Select.
New recording. 2, 4.6 seconds to 4.8 seconds.
Okay, that's not selected. Good.
Ripple delete. Menu item. 0 milliseconds. Speech off.
This demonstration is of the Shure MV88
okay.
Plus microphone connected.
So, what I was doing there, and this takes a little bit of practice, but it is very, very accessible to VoiceOver. Each split is basically a separate object in VoiceOver. So, using your VoiceOver swipe left, swipe right gestures, you can move between splits. So, what I was doing there was, I zoomed in, I just pressed the equals key on the keyboard about 3 times. I zoomed in so that I knew that the left of the track was going to be taking up a considerable amount of space on my screen. And then I swiped right and I heard that the next split was not highlighted. And then I verified that I wasn't selecting the entire track by moving my finger across the screen and listening to the two splits. The one on my left was highlighted or selected, and the one on my right was not selected or highlighted, depending on the term you want to use. So I had a good idea then that I had selected and split the right part of the audio. You kind of have to get used to that way of working around. But I have to say, I edited a podcast where the person was a little bit nervous, and I managed to do it reasonably quickly. You see, the thing I like about this is there are applications in Windows, such as Audacity, where you can use shift and left and shift and right arrow to select a piece of audio. But I like that I have more automation here in a way. When I select and remove audio, it kind of fades in and out, and just it does a really nice job of it. There's more manual intervention in Audacity. I like the multi-track tool in this as well, although I haven't used it as much as I should have yet. But I will get to that too. So if you are in the market for podcasting, please give this a shot. I'm going to just let you hear the finished version once more, and also have a listen to the audio output of this microphone that I'm using for this recording on the iPad. It's a Shure MV88 Plus, connected via USB-C to micro USB. I've left it at its default settings, no compression, no changing of the EQ. The volume is up full, so it's getting a bit of echo as well. This is recorded on a OM3 microphone at the moment. That's what I'm speaking to you on now. Connected via a standard XLR to a PreSonus AR16 mixer, which is then connected to a computer via USB. Again, just for the purposes of testing like for like, I've left all of the EQs at a central position, and I have the volume at a fairly reasonable output as well. So hopefully that's of some use to somebody. And then I have the iPad connected to the mixer using a lightning to jack connection. Not a lightning, sorry, USB-C to jack connection, going into a cheap, and I mean cheap, jack-to-jack plug, because I can't find my good one. And that is going straight into the single jack input in the AR16, which I love this mixer. I use it for gigging, I use it for recording, I use it for loads of stuff. It's just, if you want to get into this stuff, into recording or gigging, and you want a really versatile mixer, pick this up. It's amazing. I love it. Thanks for watching, or not watching, listening. Thanks for reading the blog posts on www.digitaldara.com. I am Digital Dara, or Dara O'Haley. Follow me on Facebook, YouTube, Dara Pipes, Digital Dara. My website, www.digitaldara.com, or my music website, www.darapipes. I also have another two, musicatthegate.ie, that's musicatthegate.ie, and keol.fm. That's loads of websites for you to get stuck into.